Our position is that we have to explain to the international community what the conventions and the whole system is really about, and that we do not need legalization, but we do not need, on the other hand, a war on drug. We do not want a war on drug, but we want a better implementation of this system of the fundamental principles of the conventions and the political declarations. The different regions and the different continents have different problems and have, of course, different policies. So what is going on in Latin America, for instance, is not at all the same as in Central Asia or in South Africa. So we must be very cautious and very to not to generalize too much. But I think, nevertheless, we have conventions which have been agreed by practically the whole international community, by 188 member states.
So for those countries that perhaps have not had practical and realistic drugs policies, do you think that they are paying attention, that they're heeding your advice here?
Well, we hope so, of course. In this respect, we are optimistic. If we would not hope that, we couldn't do our job. We try to help countries to have a better analysis of their own situation, because this is the necessary prerequisite for improvement. They must know why this is the case, and then they must take the appropriate measures to improve the situation.
But isn't there a danger of putting perhaps too much emphasis on prevention and treatment and not enough on enforcement, and that will just allow the hugely powerful criminal gangs in places like Central America to just continue to thrive?
Yeah, that's right. The war between drug gangs, for instance. This is a big problem, but it's not only a problem of the drug control system. It's a problem of governance. You can't change, for instance, the violence in Mexico just by legalizing cannabis. This is absolutely ridiculous. You will not have an impact, considerable impact, on organized crime, nor on all these other aspects and other issues which play a role in this context.
In your report, you say that there were 602 new psychoactive substances reported, which is approaching double the previous year. Can you outline what this class of drugs is and what the special threat is that they pose?
The special threat is that we do not exactly know what it is, what these substances are. These are new substances. Nobody knows whether they are dangerous or not. And some of them are very dangerous. They cause a dependence, having taken them two times, and others are not. This is the big difficulty. Because these substances normally are produced in a synthetic way, and nobody knows exactly what they are. So we have some procedures to check scientifically what these substances are about.